Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for July 31st, last one of the month. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am joined by Alex Kidwell. He's been AWOL for the last week or so. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I've had parents visiting and other stuff going on here, so it's been a little crazy, but I'm back. I'm 30 now, and Yeah, it's a brave new frontier, I guess. So, Big Brother time again. Let's do it.
Yeah, you're like an old man now.
Stop it.
All right. Well, we are here to talk about everything that's been going down on the feeds and give you a daily update here. So, let's get right into this. The start of the day, I was busy recording the third episode of The Taryn Show with none other than Ian Terry himself, winner of Big Brother 14, should be coming out on Tuesday. Very much nice. Looking forward to people listening to that. But I was busy talking to him when I came back, all of a sudden it was like Jessica might not use the halting hex. She might let Cody go home because of a deal she made with Paul. What is happening right now? She had a conversation with Paul. She explained the details of the hex. And Jessica essentially proposed this deal. All right, if I'm safe for 2 weeks and you guys go after Alex and take Alex out for me, then sure, maybe I won't use the halting hex. Alex, what do you think about this? Obviously, she's targeting you, so it must not be a very exciting prospect.
Well, it doesn't bother me because I'm not Alex Al, but it should bother Alex in the house, because it directly affects her. I mean, I guess the good news here is that Paul has no intention of really honoring any promise he makes to Jessica. And that's, you know, probably a little ridiculous for Jessica to even assume he would at this point. I mean, at every turn, she's tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, and Paul has used that benefit of the doubt to undermine anything she's tried to do in this game. So there's really no reason for her to play ball with Paul on any level here. She's really just trying to find a way to ingratiate herself back in the house. Cody's not really exactly being a team player. So she's also, she's having some questions about some of that stuff. And so, yeah, she's looking for assurances and for safety. And if Paul and the rest of the house are willing to guarantee her that and also promise to get rid of her worst enemy in Alex, which, you know, I got some tweets last night where people are like, why does she hate Alex so much? They don't even talk to each other. Exactly. Right. There are what, like 11 people you can talk to in the world right now, in the entire world, and you choose not to talk to one of them? That should say a lot about how you feel about them. The fact that they might as well be dead. So, like, I think it's really, really telling how much she wants Alex out of this game, how much she feels like she can't work with the girl, that's a big contingency here. That's a big piece of what she wants.
Yeah, I mean, this grudge with Alex has just been such a detriment to her game all season long, really. But the fact that she's so focused on Alex that she's willing to make a deal just to take Alex out, which doesn't even really benefit her game. Even she recognizes that she needs to take Paul out, not Alex, but she's putting everyone's target onto Alex instead of Paul next week if she makes this deal. And it seemed as though she might actually accept this deal for a little while, at least. We'll get to that. So Paul, in this conversation, tells her, look, here's something else you should consider. Week one, Cody told people that he was keeping Alex and Jason around so that he could target you and Raven and he wouldn't have to. And Jess is like, what are you talking about? He's like, go talk to Matt. Matt will confirm it. She goes and she talks to Matt, who says, listen, I don't want to tell you what he said. It doesn't matter. It's not relevant anymore. Which was intentional or not, the best way to play that, because it confirmed what Cody said, but also made Matt look like he wasn't trying to use it in a really sketchy way like Paul was. Jessica's actually very impressed. She said, I don't know if he knows how sweet he was just being. So good play by Matt there, although I don't think it was intentional. And so Jess runs to confront Cody with this information, who gets very upset. Alex.
Yeah. This is, you know, a big, big straw for Cody. Like, loyalty is really important to Cody, but it's very misguided. We know this because, you know, he blames everyone for turning their back on him when he didn't talk to them or incorporate them into his plan. So your teamwork is a two-way street. He wants it to be a one-way street and just like full flow of traffic. And it's just, it doesn't work that way, bro. So sorry. But yeah, I mean, then it's, you know, it really hurt him, this idea that, you know, Jessica might possibly believe that he's in any way disloyal to her, or if I'm bad for your game, I should just go, and I'm going to go, and, you know, we can figure it out outside of the house. But if this is how it's going to be, like, I'm just going to go work out and I'm going to go home on Thursday and don't use the hex for sure, because I don't want any part of this.
Nobody questions my loyalty in this house. He was very, if you are not allowed to question my loyalty, you are not allowed to question my integrity, blah, 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 blah. I got very, very upset here. I've got to say, I felt like Jessica was in the red on this one.
But, yeah. And it's crazy, right? Because like it's so frustrating for fans. It's like these people are really close to getting on the right page and kind of having Paul's number. I mean, a lie like that, trying to turn Jess against Cody, that shouldn't work. Like, that's not a high percentage lie. And that's the kind of lie that, like, when, you know, Ronnie from Big Brother 11 is on Twitter saying, like, even I would be working these house guests right now. Any veteran could do this. That's the kind of lie that, like, if that lie sells, that's a point in Ronnie's favor, because that lie shouldn't sell to anybody. So, I think it's telling that Jess, like, you know, she's talking to people. She knows Paul is kind of the piece that needs to be removed for her game to be able to like play itself again. I mean, there are other people who are aware, you know, Mark is on the outs and it's because of Paul. But, you know, I think Mark is kind of an example of people, you know, this is almost like natural human behavior where in society, this is the right play. But in the Big Brother house, it's kind of the wrong play, where like all Mark wants to do is like get himself back in with the group. And I guess like in a way, if he could, that's the right play, but it's just like pretty much impossible for him as the group is currently, as the status quo exists. So, you know, he's kind of like going to try to put in all this work doing damage control with Paul and stuff, and he's never going to be on any kind of long-term list of Paul. So, you know, as someone like Mark, it actually probably behooves him more to focus on trying to build something new rather than like doing all this work to try to get back on the bottom of what's already there.
Oh yeah. I mean, Mark is in a lot of trouble, but just to clarify with the Cody situation, Cody did in fact say that he wanted to leave Alex and Jason in to take out Raven and Jessica in week one. He flat out denies it to Jessica when she first confronts him.
Said so much in week one.
Yeah. And then eventually it comes around. I never said that to Alex and Jason, though. Like, tries to play it off like he was trying to be truthful when she first confronted him. And again, like, it's really angry that she questioned him in the first place. So, bad argument there. And that's really the thing that kind of solidifies, like, maybe Jessica really does want to take this deal and not use the halting hex. And I mean, this is crazy that she's even considering it, and she seems to be leaning pretty heavily toward not using it at this moment. Meanwhile, Paul is running around going to everyone going, all right, okay, this is the deal she offered me. If we take out Alex, then she'll be okay. So we're gonna pretend that we're willing to take out Alex. We'll not tell Mark and Elena that it's a lie. We'll tell them that it's the truth. And so they told Mark and Elena, and they were like fully on board, like, yeah, we'll take out Alex. And then everyone else, they were like, yeah, we'll lie about taking out Alex. And although Jason is a bit sketched out by this. Jason is like, what is Paul doing? Is Paul playing us for fools? Like, what's happening here?
Yes.
And Alex, of course, is going, no, we're good. He's good.
It's so frustrating. I mean, Alex is just, she's just so bought in. She's the biggest, I think, the biggest, you know, Kool-Aid drinker at this point, I would say. It's pretty hard to see some of the things Paul's doing and look at some of the relationships he has with people you have no relationship with and just not question it at all. I think that's pretty, pretty staggering that she is just so willing to assume that, like, because Paul's her secret final two, that she must be Paul's only option for that. And like, no, Paul has some idea of what he's doing. He's making final twos across. Like, he's no, he does not need you like you need him.
Yes. And as Brett mentions in the chat, Kevin agrees with Jason. I believe they had a conversation as well where they're like, you know, maybe we should take Paul out soon. He's pretty sketch. But then later on in the day, they had a conversation with Alex where they were like, you know what? We should use Paul to get to the end. So as much
just like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all need to use Paul to get to the end. Just make sure he doesn't use you all to get to the end.
Exactly. Like as much distrust as people like Jason and Kevin will occasionally, you know, espouse talking about Paul, it usually comes down to like, there are bigger targets. There are bigger people that Paul has pitted you against that you can't use. You can't like take the time to take Paul out. You need to use him to get to the end. And that's the position Paul's put himself in. So it's hard to see them turning on Paul anytime soon. However, his enemies from afar are targeting Paul, and that could be his downfall in the short term. So anyway, Paul gets all of his minions rounded up. He brings them to Jessica. He says, here we go. All of them will tell you, we're all going to go after Alex. None of us are going to go after you. The deal is in place. All you need to do is take it. And Jess is essentially saying, like, indicating, yeah, I might actually do this. I might actually not use the halting hex and let my showmance partner go. And it's essentially, people at this time are like, wow, if she does this, this is like Marcellus 2.0. Marcellus is off the hook for good. This is crazy talk.
Crazy frustrating, right? I mean, especially when you think about, you know, Jess has had some bullets in her gun to do some damage in this game the way other people haven't. Like, if for all the fans who are frustrated with Paul just getting to, you know, do whatever he wants and running roughshod over a bunch of these, you know, really, really weak players. I mean, Jess has had some opportunities here and the means and the cause, you know what I mean? So the fact that Ramsey's went home on her HOH, like, that's a total, total misfire. That was someone Paul actually didn't have. So that's crazy. And then, you know, this whole thing with the hex, like, there's no reason not to use. I mean, I said, you know, on Twitter, because I wasn't on podcast, that the right play is to flush the thing. Like, Paul made the right move in putting them on the block. But now the only move is to play the thing, use the thing, make him pay for making that call. You know, that's your correct play. So, it's really problematic that this is something she's leaning into more than anything, because they don't plan on honoring it at all. But even beyond that, just the fact that, you know, enough, you've seen Paul, you know, you've seen how Paul really is. Like, you know, Paul has this mask on for a lot of these people that he's a good guy and friendship and all that. Paul's, you know, done you dirty now multiple times. You know, like, what the wolf in sheep's clothing actually is. So there's just no excuse for you to take anything he says at face value. I mean, behind your back, he's saying stuff like, you don't deserve to be here the way Josh was, the way you were about Josh. And I mean, if you heard that, I'm sure that would really devastate you. So yeah, no, I mean, it's frustrating to know that Jessica might be considering getting back on board Team Paul when we know that, you know, Paul's never going to be on Team Jessica, and she has the means to actually, you know, take a shot, you know, not take his head off, but certainly maybe cut, you know, one of his legs at the ankle or something. I mean, do some damage here.
Yeah, honestly, even if they were planning on honoring this deal, even if it was a chance to reintegrate with the group, it's still the wrong move to not use this thing. I mean, just like the respect that people will lose for you if you even get to the final two alone, like, she later in the day says this will be seen as Paul's move, which is 100% true. Like, it will be seen as you got talked into not saving your own showmance, which is crazy. It's just there's basically no upside to this.
And also, when you factor in, I mean, you know, you have such limited opportunity to get things done in this game. Like, your window for power has just slammed almost shut. It's like just a crack. And, you know, you got rid of Ramses, who might have been someone who could have played HOH for you in the sense that he wouldn't have gone after you when all the rest of the house is. He's gone and you screwed up, and that's why. And Josh is there, who's definitely going to take that shot. And then, you know, now, I mean, the same thing, like, even if Cody's ready to quit, even if you're not even like together anymore, even if the, you know, if everything goes wrong, he's still the only other person in the house who's willing to play HOH for you. So you still use the hex, even if everything falls apart, because no one else is playing HOH for you.
Yeah. And if Jessica said to Cody, like, I need you in this game. It doesn't matter. Like, if she knew the actual state of the house, which is that she needs Cody, and that if without Cody, sure, maybe she's not targeted as quite as much, but she has a much harder road to get to the end, then she would be able to say, like, no, it's actually in my best interest for you to stay here, Cody. It's actually in my best interest for you to go ham and, like, ruin people's day and be who you want to be and attack people and be this huge target over me and win HOHs, take Paul out for me. Like, this is what you should be doing. Cody would absolutely do that. He wouldn't be giving up right now if she wanted him to be fighting in that way. And, like, it's just, I don't know. I have no words for Jessica right now. It's crazy that she's even considering it. And the fact that she is considering it so strongly, the fact that she even gave them this opening is even worse, because now they are going to be really frustrated with her if she doesn't go with it. And, like, before they would have been like, okay, there's obviously she's going to use the hex to save her boyfriend. We can't really fault her for that. But the fact that she's given them an opening really has opened it up to, like, they might actually target her ahead of Cody next week if she uses this thing, because they'll be so pissed off that she, you know, played them like this, like toyed with them with this idea. So, man, I was completely shocked yesterday when it seemed like she was considering it so heavily.
Well, so is Paul. I mean, Paul, and that's, you know, to your point, I mean, Paul will be really unhappy if this doesn't happen, because his reaction when he thought there's a chance it might, I mean, it was like the heavens opened up. Like, he's so pleased with himself that this might actually come together. I mean, he's getting bolder and bolder with his lies every day because they just keep finding pay dirt.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, all right. So Jessica then finally goes back and talks to Cody. They finally make up, you know, which is essentially as this relationship is turning out to be, like, Jessica backing down. And being like, I'm so, like, what do you want me to say? Like, Cody is just very firm. He's very much like, I do not negotiate with terrorists in his relationship. And he just,
for an emotionless guy, he's pretty emotional.
Exactly. Well, he has a very firm stance, and he's like, either you agree to what I'm saying or I bail. And so far, Jessica has just been capitulating every time. And this is seemingly, like, what's happening right now. They eventually make up in very intimate ways. And they are back together, back in good. And Jessica's feeling like, okay, maybe I do want to use that. Maybe I want to keep Cody in the game. She's a little conflicted again. And Jess then comes up with this idea. All right. Okay, I do want to keep Cody in the house. All right, so let me think of a different deal to propose to Paul. She says, all right, Paul, you take me off the block. You, like, put Alex up in my place. Then we'll start talking about maybe I don't use the halting hex. And Paul is like, wait, this is not what we discussed. I don't know about this.
Yeah, but no leverage, Paul. Sorry, you don't get to call them shots now. All your power is spent this week. Just like Jess last week. So no, I mean, Jess, yeah, she needs to go ahead with this. She needs to go. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, the right move is to call the bluff. Now the right move is to prove no bluff.
Yeah.
It's the only play. Doesn't matter what Cody's doing. You know, for all, he might as well not be here. It doesn't matter. Let him do whatever he wants. Use the thing. Tell him to win HOH. And he might.
That's the crazy thing, because, like, Paul essentially turned this down. Paul, again, Paul has no leverage here. Jessica can demand whatever she wants, because if she doesn't get it, she can just use the hex, which is not what Paul wants. Paul has to essentially give up anything in order to get her to use it. And this is something that he'd have to do before she uses it instead of after, like the Alex thing. And so this is a much better deal for her if she gets off the block. I mean, granted, it's still loses Cody and it still is terrible for her, but it's at least something, anything. And she allows Paul to be like, no, that's not going to happen. You have to take the original deal. And she's still considering the original deal, crazy talk. So Mark is starting to get a bit upset about Elena distancing herself. He has a conversation with Jessica where Jessica's like, I don't want to have to abandon Cody. And Mark is really starting to, like, wait a minute. He's comparing this situation to his situation with Elena, where, like, Jessica is standing by her man. And and Elena is like, I think we need to distance ourselves from each other. And he's like, why can't Elena be like you, Jessica? I'm so jealous. He's not having it.
It's not great. I mean, he's too focused on what he didn't come in this house for, you know? Like he seems to have forgotten what game this is and what he's in there with an opportunity to do, and that's like really changed his life, you know? It's like he's somehow gotten lost in the Elena showmance, you know, whatever else, Josh, you know, nonsense. Like he's just so far removed from any kind of potential like threat we thought he could be when this game started, because he's not emotional in the right ways. I mean, it would be nice if he could, like, you know, when we was like opening up to people and, you know, a sensitive guy who seemed like he could win competitions, like, all right, guys, this guy has some upside, but he's just too, you know, easily manipulated, and his emotions just, you know, run too strong. Like he's not going to be able to make rational decisions in this game, it seems.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because there's been a lot of like people who make fun of the house guests recently in the past couple seasons, especially with all the showmances, were like, this is Big Brother, this isn't The Bachelor, get over yourselves. But like this season, these two showmances especially,
but no, like really get over yourself.
far more like as much as we want to like trash on season 18 with all the showmances, but like at least they were focused more on the game than they were on the show. Like for like Nicole and Corey were like laying in bed together all day, but they were still playing the game instead of being focused on relationship drama. Like Jessica and Cody and Mark and Elena is trying to play the game at least, but the other three are so focused on relationships that they're legitimately just letting the game pass them by for the most part. Like not studying for competitions, is like not even playing in competitions, barely even trying to like socialize with other people. They are so focused on their relationships that they legitimately are like they're saying this in the house, like their relationships are more important than the game to them. And this is something that like is kind of new. I don't think we've ever seen people so like brazenly say like, no, these relationships are more important to me. The game is secondary. I'm mainly focused on keeping this relationship and keeping it, making sure it works.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I think we have very strong evidence at this point. I mean, that's kind of the same casts really that we're getting for shows like The Bachelor and shows like Big Brother. And this is what you get. I mean, people are going in there young and stupid and not focused on the right things. Like, you know, you're going to get older and a little wiser and realize you had an opportunity for something really, really special, and you chose to squander it on someone you knew for 30 days.
Yeah. So Mark is already upset, and Josh, who is just like, he knows exactly what to do. I don't know if this was meant to mess with Mark, but he knows exactly what to do to get under Mark's skin. Josh has a conversation with Elena. He asks her like, what's going on with you and Mark? And Elena essentially tells Josh like, look, we're broken up. We're separating from each other in the house. And Josh decides immediately, oh, great. So beautiful. How's it going? Just like starts
wanna
hardcore
clap
flirting.
Some pots and pans together.
Want to be the pot to my pan? it's just immediately like hardcore flirting. They're giggling all over the place. They go into the diary room together so he can propose that like, I'll take on some slop for you. I'll be a have not. I'll switch out. We'll like you don't have to be a have not anymore. I'll be a have not for you. Isn't this going to be fun? He's calling her beautiful in the diary room. And Mark, of course, is hearing the giggling.
Loving it.
Not happy. Not happy, Mark. You're upsetting the Hulk. Mark goes out and he vents to Jess and Cody about it. He's not having it at all with Josh and Elena. Josh of all people too.
Mark smash.
Yes. Yes, that Mark face.
That was a good Mark face.
Yeah. He's got a face. That's for sure.
Firm scowl.
Yes. So Jessica then talks to Elena about the hex. It seems as though she's very heavily leaning toward using the hex. She wants to keep Cody in the game. Essentially, like And this is what I talked about yesterday, where I thought, I don't think this plan is going to work. It surprised me how close it came to working. But the problem with it is that Jessica sees this as Paul's move. She doesn't see it as her own move. And she feels like she's giving something up. She's not the driver in this decision. And that's frustrating her. And she's like, if anyone other than Paul were offering me this deal, I would take it. But I can't give it to Paul. I can't let Paul be the one to take out Cody. I can't give him that satisfaction. I want to be a driver in this game. I want to be making moves. Like, this does not feel like my move. And this is exactly what I said yesterday, where it's like, you need to subtly introduce this idea, let it be her idea. But because Paul didn't do that, he came at her full force. It's seen as Paul's thing. And she can't let her ego get over that, despite the fact that she, again, she thinks that this is the best move for her game. Personally, she can't get over it, which is, it should be the opposite. The difficulty should be in convincing her that this is good for her game, because it's not. And personally, it should be a given that, like, okay, if it's good for my game, then I should obviously do that. The emotions are holding her back, and that's Paul's social game not pulling through with Jessica here, despite the how well it's doing with other people.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's crazy that we've already gotten, though, to, like you said, we've gotten to checkpoint two. So, I mean, we could certainly make this happen. I mean, because we were able to bypass the hardest checkpoint, which was, you know, convincing you to even consider this. I mean, the fact that you're willing to consider it, like, now we just got to get into reasoning as to why you're considering it. But that's the big first step. I mean, if we could get you to do that, the rest should be easy. So, yeah, I mean, but like you're saying, Paul is not, he's not playing this well, because he's coming off of a week where, you know, he was undermining Jessica and Cody and treating them as the enemy. And he's still doing that going forward. You know, Jessica last week kind of, you know, or, you know, this week when Paul had power, Jessica was kind of browbeating him with the hex. Like, I have a hex. Here's a hex. And now it's, you know, the shoe's on the other foot. Paul's kind of browbeating her with numbers. Here's numbers. I have numbers. So that's, you know, it's the same strategy, and it didn't work for Jessica. All the fans were saying, like, Jessica's playing this so badly. You know, she's going to Paul like she's in charge, and she's not in charge. Well, Paul's not in charge right now. Paul can't decide if there's an eviction Thursday night or not. So the shoe is definitely on the other foot here right now.
Yes. I think Nina in the chat mentioned it. She's doing the right thing for the wrong reasons yet again.
Story of the season.
Yes. So she talked to Elena about this. And granted, she's still talking like she might not use it, right? Like, it seems very clear that she's heavily leaning toward using it. However, she's still saying, but I'm not sure. I still might not use it because of Cody's behavior. I think there's still a small chance she might not use it, depending on how she feels about Cody on the day, essentially. If Cody is saying, don't use it, I'm ready to go home, I'm pissed at you for questioning my loyalty, we could see her choose to not use it. I think that's still up. I think that's still a possibility. But she's also talking to Elena about Paul, and she's saying all the right things. If, like, Paul is running this game, he is your biggest obstacle in the way of winning. He is, like, if you take Paul out, it opens the game up for everyone. Paul needs to go. And but then she's also like, but I'd love to win HOH and take Alex out next week. I'd love to be able to do it myself instead of having to rely on other people to do it. Like, what? Stop about Alex. Stay on the Paul track. That's right. If Paul leaves, the game completely opens. He's the one keeping people from working with you. This is what you should have done last week when you had the power. But she's, at the very least, she is the only person who's talking about Paul in this way. She's trying to get Elena to see it. And I do believe that once she uses the hex, if her or Cody win HOH, they will take a shot at Paul. And we'll see Paul have to deal with that adversity. I don't know how he'll be able to handle it. His game has already kind of gone, he's been playing with cards he doesn't have. He's taking on a lot of debt right now. And if he's forced to pay it back all at once next week, we might see him leave.
There's a couple little holes in the armor at this point. Like, Paul's armor was looking pretty thick up until this week. But, I mean, the fact that he didn't know the temptation, and that was bugging him. And then, you know, finding out what it was and that it's really powerful. I mean, there's a lot of things here that have contributed to Paul. And then Cody, like, coming at him and him not, you know, having any respect for the way that happened. There's a lot of things that have kind of, like, contributed to Paul not exactly operating, like, fully rationally and logically and in a, like a calm, composed manner this week. A lot of things he's been doing have been based in emotion and, you know, reaction. And that's never a good way to play this game, no matter who you are. So, you know, I think it's kind of telling that, you know, people who are thinking, you know, this could just be, you know, Paul's just going to win this game. He's just going to the end with a bunch of sheep. Like, not necessarily. I mean, these are the, you know, the first signs we're seeing of, you know, kind of the same thing that happened to Paulie, where, you know, you can't necessarily play the same game running the house for, you know, for the entire game. I mean, eventually there's going to be enough people with enough cause to want to remove you from the game. And I think, you know, Elena and Mark now kind of join Jessica and Cody as people who feel that they've been slighted by Paul, at least at one point or another. And, you know, we talk about like, you know, right move, wrong reasons. I think it would be very interesting to see if, you know, Jessica was somehow able to win this next HOH. And, you know, even if she does make a move that we think is the wrong move, if she were to unintentionally do something that's like put up Alex and Josh, at the very least, what it would do is force Paul to choose, right? And now Paul, who's been juggling kind of these two sides of the house, like there needs to come a point where he has to, you know, show either Christmas Matt Raven or whatever, or show Jason, Kevin, Alex that, you know, he's really on a side. And that at that point, I think if he has to vote one way or the other against a side that he's keeping close, that's when we could really see things, you know, start to turn against them.
Yeah, I mean, Cody coming back, plus just having that halting hex and winning that HOH, he managed to turn that HOH to his benefit. But the fact that that Cody's back in the first place and that Jess and Cody have had so much safety, plus the halting hex, it's been really bad for him. And he wasn't playing the most optimal game in the first place. So this really could be how we see his downfall. That said, if Jessica doesn't use this halting hex for whatever reason, that, like, props to Paul, because that's just ridiculous. I mean, that's hardcore gaming right there. And you really have to give him some credit if Jessica really goes through with this and doesn't use it. I don't think she will. I think she will use the halting hex, but man, if she doesn't, oh boy.
That's one of those selling ice to Eskimos type of lies right there. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
All right. So Paul also, I mean, again, talk about getting a little fancy with this. He's also now proposing the idea, you know, if she doesn't use it, maybe we should take Jessica out instead of Cody, do the double backstab and like really just like stick it right in her heart, take her out. The halting hex will be gone. We can take out Cody the next week. Yeah, I mean,
Cody's defeated. If he's talking about giving up, then that's all the reason you need, let alone the fact that the hex is good for next week. I mean, there's ample reasons to target Jessica over Cody. I totally agree with this move. I think, you know, I think a lot of times, like, your enemy's logic, you just do the opposite in this game. I mean, if you are definitely, you know, dead set on going after that duo, you keep the one that seems to have the least amount of fight left.
Yeah,
Cody's already been through the whirlwind of leaving and battling back. Like, he's not, you know, he's not playing like Victor right now where his head's still in it. Like, I think his head is out of it. And that's the person you want to keep in the house.
Yeah, I think I agree. Not only that, but like she does have more social connections than Cody does. Like, yeah. If Cody stays in the house, there's no way Elena's getting back with Cody, right? Like, Elena just doesn't work with Cody. She works with Jessica. There's a reason why they're talking like, oh, Jessica without Cody is a better player. And that's true to some extent. And so if they actually did manage to do the double backstab on Jessica, I do think that's probably the better move there. You have to start worrying about like what that does to your perception when it comes to the jury. I think there's like, but that said, I don't think Cody is ever voting for somebody like Paul in the final two. And I don't think that people are going to be that upset by it. I don't think anyone else will be that upset by it because everyone else will be in on the plan. So I like the idea. And again, if Jess doesn't use this, man, when the halting, when it seemed like there wasn't going to be a double eviction for our live show in New York, I was like, oh, that's annoying. And the halting hex, there's not even going to be an eviction. But if Jess doesn't use the halting hex and then gets evicted, it will be like one of the best live eviction shows of all time. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
I mean, if she does that the week after blowing her HOH, like, I mean, that's she's like flirting with Luan territory in terms of like decision making abilities at the early stages of this game. I mean, it's really, really, mind-boggling at that point. I think, you know, we have more information. We know from the diary rooms, especially like recently, since he's been back in the house, you know, Cody is not someone that's like willing to forgive and forget. Jessica's tried to work with people who have done her dirty in this game. Cody has made it very clear that people are dead to him and he's not going to do that. So if he's cutting people out, then that's a dream play. He's never going to be able to rally votes if he's not even like willing to work with people. He's not willing to work with Matt. He's not willing to work with like even people who might consider working with him. So yeah, I mean, you know, and granted they don't know that because they can't see his diary rooms, but his body language is shouting the same thing as his diary rooms. His lack of social game and social presence is doing that. So I think if you're seeing what's going on, if you're seeing, you know, the actual dynamics of the house, like there's just plenty of reason to keep Cody around. And I think Cody without Jessica could be very, very a much neutered piece, I think, moving forward to have to work with.
Yeah. And people have been asking in the chat if for clarification about the hex, she does have to use it before the votes. I think before they even start voting, she has to use it. The second somebody starts voting, she is no longer allowed to use the hex. So that's
she has
why
to stand up and look in the mirror and say,
yes, that's why they would be able to blindside her with it. It's very much like a hidden immunity idol. Although you could use the hidden immunity idol after people vote. I think I'm pretty sure you have to say halting hex rise, eviction night dies before people even start voting. So that is how they're going to blindside her. And then
it would be funny if they did it after votes, though, because people would do their like silly diary room thing and it would just be like, oh, you wasted all that time figuring out a dance. How about figuring out who's about to go home? Because it's not them.
Oh, well, great. Like I think they're always wasting their time with the dances, to be fair. one more thing I wanted to point out about Alex in this situation. I don't think Alex realizes how bad this whole day was for her, because she just went to the number one target list for Mark and Elena, where previously she hadn't really been there. Like, the idea of being a decoy boot is something that people are, it's a lot more prevalent in Survivor because you have to give them another name. What it does is it puts you on the radar, and Alex is totally fine with this because, well, we're lying, but they're not lying to Mark and Elena. And again, like, this is really putting Alex on people's radar even more than she was before. And Alex comes out really behind after today because this was just not good for her, right?
No, I mean, like, you know, yeah, in Survivor, like, you know, people said, like, I don't understand why, like, Michaela is so bothered that they're using her name if it's, you know, not real. But right, like, I mean, once your name is out there, it's that much. We saw that they were just like, well, what about Michaela? Like, every week. Like, that's the problem, is that now you're just someone to be floated around, someone to ask if they're willing to be a pawn. And she's too willing, man. She's too willing to risk her life in this game for people that are not going to be willing to risk their life for her. And that's going to be the story of her game, I think, more than anything. I mean, she is way too loyal to just in general. I mean, there's a lot of people in here. You know, Matt is a good example. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about this like it's a team sport. And granted, like, you need to work with others to get to jury, but it doesn't have to be the same others every week. I mean, the whole point of this game, don't burn bridges, maintain options. And then, I mean, you can reorganize votes as you need. I mean, Paul has shown that that's something you can do. And so it's very frustrating to see these people think like, well, you know, I know it's terrible for me to volunteer, but I am a team player and this is what the team is doing. No, stop it. This is not the right move. This is not what you need to be doing. And it's really dangerous. I mean, Paul is playing with your life in the game. He's absolutely willing to do that. And that should concern you.
Yes. So finally, we cap the night off. Mark finally confronts Elena about the distancing, the joshing, and they have like another breakup talk again. Like, this is like what, like the third or fourth night in a row, essentially. It's getting tiresome. But it's like,
well, especially when they just end up getting back in the same bed anyway.
Yeah. So it's essentially like Elena just doesn't want to have to like be with this guy in this house right now, but she can't get away from him, and she's like unwilling to just be like, I'm not that into you, but maybe we'll see what happens on the outside. She'd rather just be like, well, for game reasons we need to separate. And like, it's not working with Mark. He's like, well, for game reasons, I understand, but why can't we like steal a kiss away in private? And she's like, oh, I don't know that because we don't.
Says that?
What if somebody catches us? And he's like, well, no, we'll be very secretive. Nobody will catch us. Don't worry.
Somebody like America.
Yeah. And she's just like, well, no. She just, and Mark is saying like, look, if you just don't want to kiss me anymore, just like, let me know. I'd rather know. And like, granted, I understand her hesitation. He is a very emotional guy. He doesn't want to, she doesn't want to just like totally wreck his mind. And like, I think she is willing to give him a chance on the outside. But I don't think this is going to work. The half measure of like, Mark is not the kind of guy that is just going to like chill. If you're like, let's just take a little break for a little while and see where it goes. He's just like, no, you're either with me or you're not with me.
Ladies, see, this is a classic example, right? I mean, the Codys, the Marks, like you go in there, if you're looking for a showmance, you have better luck showmancing the Ian Terry than the Frank Udy. I'm just saying, it's very clear. We know this by now. You want some longevity in the game, saddle up to that nerd.
Yeah, and by the end of the night, he does get a goodnight kiss from her, which I'm sure was, like, for her, it was like, was backwards.
Total concession. For him, it was a total victory. It was the best social movies made all season.
It's like, I got her. This is like, again, like, he's putting all of his energy into, like, making the relationship work. I'm talking more about relation. Like, people have been commenting, like, man, it's like we're watching The Bachelor, and it's like we're recapping The Bachelor because we're talking about relationship problems on these daily updates.
We started it out with a friendship bracelet rose ceremony, and it just went downhill.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that's our update for the day. Make sure you check out last night's podcast with Karen. I thought that was really fun. Yeah. We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the live feeds. We will be, I'm not sure actually who's on the Wednesday show because we will be in New York, but keep an eye out for the Wednesday recap. We will be live in New York for Thursday night to recap the eviction with Eric Stein and Johnny Mack, two great guests. And then of course, keep on the lookout for the updates. The episode of the Taryn Show will be dropping on Tuesday. I talked with Ian Terry, winner of Big Brother 14, had an awesome conversation with him. He answered a lot of questions that I had about like, what's it like to be just like so young and then leave this like crazy game that's so like gives you so much exposure. All of a sudden, like you're mostly shy person who like introvert that wants to be extroverted. And then you have this experience, you have this exposure, you come out of the house, you've got a ton of money, you've got a ton of attention. What does that mean for like a 22-year-old or 21-year-old? I don't remember how old it was.
I'll tell you what it means. It means Ian's hitting that club, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I had a pretty awesome conversation with Ian. We'll be releasing that on Tuesday. So keep on the lookout for that. Taryn Show. Thank you everyone for joining us. We will see you next time.